Hello, friends. Welcome back to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. We're so glad you're here with us.
Hello, everyone. My name is Peter. We're so glad to see you. You look great today. Today's topic is around town.
Today's title is Going to the Hospital. Going to the Hospital. Peter, what happened in our show yesterday?
Well, Alex was feeling sick. I hope that he is feeling better now. I'm sure we'll learn more about that today.
Yes, and Susie also went to visit her friend in the hospital. She was in a car accident. She is hurt. Let's learn more about it today with our Read It. Here's Peter.
When you visit an emergency room, the doctor checks you. Alex went to the hospital. He feels dizzy and exhausted. The doctor says Alex needs more sleep. He should take better care of himself. He doesn't want to go back to the hospital. Taylor asks Susie about her friend. She broke her leg and damaged her shoulder. Her friend may need surgery.
Peter, have you ever had surgery before?
Surgery can be very serious. I have never had surgery, thankfully. When you have a serious injury, you might need to get it.
That's right. My dad has had surgery for his heart. Thankfully, it worked and he is much better now.
Yes, it's great that we have surgery in the hospitals. So let's learn about it today. Here's our keywords with Christina.
Hello, Alex 在公司里昏倒送急诊。Matt 到医院的急诊室来看他。Alex 说，我不想再进急诊室了。I don't want to go to the emergency room again. 急诊室就是 emergency room. Alex 说，医生帮他做过检查了，昏倒的原因就是太累了。The doctor checked Alex.动词 check 就是检查，虽然接受了诊治，但是 Alex 说他还是觉得晕晕的。形容词 dizzy 就是头晕的意思。He still feels dizzy。看样子 Alex 真的需要好好的休息一下。Susie 也到医院去探望出车祸的朋友，结果这个朋友腿断了。She broke her leg。动词 break break。是折断的意思，它的过去式是 broke, broke. 除了骨折之外，她的肩膀也受伤了，可能需要开刀。She may need surgery. 名词 surgery 就是外科手术。
How do you feel?
Better, but I'm still dizzy.
When you fainted, you scared us.
Sorry, the doctor checked me. He says I'm exhausted.
You should take better care of yourself.
I know. Working hard is important, but so is sleeping.
That's right. You need more sleep.
I don't want to go to the emergency room again.
That Alex is sick. He went to see a doctor.
See a doctor. That is a good phrase. When you are sick, go see a doctor. So Alex is feeling better.
Oh, good. Feel better. This is something we ask people when they have been feeling sick. Are you feeling better?
Right. You can still be sick and say that you are feeling better.Better than earlier or better than before. I feel better. I don't have a fever anymore, but I am still tired and have a cough.
Alex is still feeling dizzy.
Ooh, that's when you kind of feel lightheaded. You can't quite stand straight. You don't have your balance.
Exactly. Alex fainted, remember?When you faint, it is because you are really weak. You fall to the ground.
Ooh, that is scary. I'm glad that Alex is feeling better.
Me too. Alex went to see a doctor. The doctor checked him. check. When there is a problem with something, we look at it, we check it. The doctor takes a look at Alex to see how he is.
Well, the doctor says he is exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
I'm excited.
No, I'm exhausted, Peter.
And Pauline, I'm excited because it's time for today's
calendar phrase.
I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
我精疲力尽了.
Whew. We ran in the park today.
I'm exhausted.
We hiked up a hill.
I'm exhausted.
We swam in the ocean.
I'm exhausted.
Well, what do you want to do next?
Take a nap. I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
我精疲力尽了.
When you are a little tired, take a break. But if you are exhausted, well, then you can use today's calendar phrase.
That's true. Yes, it means you are very, very tired.
Alex is exhausted. He should take better care of himself.
I agree. That is very good advice and a good phrase. Let's go to Christina to learn more about it.
医生说 Alex 是因为太累才昏倒的。 Matt 对他说, You should take better care of yourself. 你应该把自己照顾得好一点。我们来学片语, take care of someone, 照顾某人。你可以说, Let me take care of the baby, 让我来照顾小宝宝。Can you take care of the dog for me? 你可以帮我照顾狗吗? 当然如果说照顾你自己的话, 就是说, take care of yourself。 如果想要强调的话,可以加形容词,比如, please take good care of yourself, 请好好地照顾自己。还有就是在生活对话中,两个朋友要离开说再见的时候,常常就会跟对方说两个字, take care, 它其实很像中文的保重哦。
Thanks, Christina. Let's talk about ways to rest. I think this is important.
Yes, we all have different ways we like to rest. For me, I like to order pizza and watch a movie at home. That way I know I can just have a good time at home and then go to sleep.
Okay, I like to go to a coffee shop and read. That's a nice way for me to rest.
Sometimes we can rest, but sometimes we need to learn a big lesson. We just can't do everything ourselves. Maybe if we get exhausted, our body is trying to tell us something. Stop doing so much.
Yes, I understand. Has that ever happened to you, friends?
Oh, that's happened to me. I used to work a lot at work and then make sure I had lots of plans with friends. We had some issues at home, and I was helping out at church a lot. It was just too much for one person to do everything. I needed to rest.
I notice when I have been working a lot and not getting enough sleep, my body tells me I start to get headaches, and then I know I'm doing too much. I need to stop and rest and think about how to be more balanced.
Right. Working hard is important, but so is sleeping.
Learning new English is also important, but taking breaks are important too, so I think we should take a break now. Don't worry, we'll be right back. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Did you have a nice little break? Let's see. Today we are talking about getting sick, but we're also talking about how we need to rest. So, Peter, what would be your ideal day of rest?
My perfect day of rest would be sleep in, have breakfast, have tea with my family, and then maybe go to the park and later watch a movie. I think that would be a nice, restful day.
That does sound nice. Well, let's get back into our lesson. Here's Conversation B. Did you see your friend in the hospital? How is she?
She'll be okay. She broke her leg and damaged her shoulder.
Will she be in the hospital for
another week, most likely? She may need surgery on her shoulder.
That's too bad.
I know. I feel bad for her. I will go and see her again tomorrow.
Oh, I am glad that we can check how Susie's friend is.
Yes, her friend was in a car accident. She is in the hospital. Susie went to see her.
So, how is she?
She'll be okay. She broke her leg and damaged her shoulder.
Ooh, broke her leg. Well, I have had a friend who fell from really high. They broke their leg, so that means the bone in the leg actually broke.
Ooh, broken bones really hurt. Well, Susie's friend also damaged her shoulder. This isn't the same as breaking, but it got hurt in some way.
Right, and maybe that means she needs surgery. The lesson doesn't really tell us that. So anyway, I think this is a good time to review some of the body parts. We can start from the top and then move on the way down. Well, I'll start. This is your head, and then these are your shoulders.
Don't forget about your ears, eyes, and nose.
Okay, those are good. You don't want to break your nose. I had a friend that did that.
Really?
These are your arms, and you have a chest and a stomach.
That's right. And of course, we have our legs and your feet.
Very good. And you don't want to break those either. Then you couldn't walk.
I had a friend who broke both his ankles.
Ooh. Then he was in a wheelchair. Right. A wheelchair is what we sit in until we can walk again.
Well, I remember in school sometimes a classmate or a friend would break an arm or a leg. Then they would need to wear a cast.
Yes, I remember that. A cast. A cast is something you put on your arm while it is still healing. And there is something that is fun about that.
That's right. You can sign your name on the cast. I remember that.
Yes, this little boy is wearing a cast on his arm. This way it won't get hurt again and it won't move. So when the bone heals, it will heal straight. I want to sign my name, Peter, on it.
That is a sweet thing, especially for younger kids. It's a nice way to make it seem happy, and people can make them feel better with all their cute drawings and names on the cast.
I always wanted to have a cast so my friends could sign it, but that never happened.
Well, there's still time in your life. Maybe it'll happen someday.
I hope so. Well, I'm glad she went to see her in the hospital. Will she be there much longer?
Well, for another week, I think most likely she will.
For another week. This is a good time phrase. For another time. I will have lunch for another hour. Or I will go for another day. Let's go to Christina. She can talk to us more about this.
Susie 说她的朋友很可能还要再住院一个星期. For another week, most likely. 其实这里说的 for another week 完整的意思是 she will be in the hospital for another week. 片语 another week 其实就是我们中文说的在一个星期. 举例来说，你调职到国外去好久了，我问你还要待多久？ 你说 I'll stay here for another year. 还要再待一年。 那如果我想问你可不可以再给我一次机会，就说 Can I have another chance? 所以要说再一个什么，就可以用 another 这个字。
Okay, so let's get back to Susie's friend. Why does she need to stay at the hospital for another week? Friends, do you know the answer?
She may need surgery on her shoulder.
That's right.
Pauline, what is surgery?
Well, a surgery is when a doctor needs to cut into your body to fix something, most likely. So it happens when someone is hurt very badly and they need help.
That's right. But that is good because then they will heal after that. Well, friends, now it's time for us to review. Let's look at the key words from today.
Here's your first key word for today. Emergency room. Emergency room. Take him to the emergency room.
Check. Check. The doctor checked the boy.
Dizzy. Dizzy. She needs to sit down. She's dizzy.
Break. Break. Tim broke his foot.
Surgery. Surgery. You need surgery to fix your foot. Okay, friends, those are some useful words. Keep on practicing them. And now let's watch our lesson together one more time.
How do you feel?
Better, but I'm still dizzy.
When you fainted, you scared us.
Sorry. The doctor checked me. He says I'm exhausted.
You should take better care of yourself.
I know. Working hard is important, but so is sleeping.
That's right. You need more sleep.
I don't want to go to the emergency room again.
Did you see your friend in the hospital? How is she?
She'll be okay. She broke her leg and damaged her shoulder.
Will she be in the hospital much longer?
For another week, most likely. She may need surgery on her shoulder.
That's too bad.
I know. I feel bad for her. I will go and see her again tomorrow.
Hey, Peter, let's practice some of these key words we've been learning today.
Okay, I'll give you a hint and you guess the word.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, no, he is hurt. It is serious. We need to take him to this place because it's an emergency.
Oh, you scared me at first, but I know. You're talking about the emergency room.
Yes, that was very easy. Emergency, emergency room. That's an easy one to remember.
Oh, hey, Peter, my head is feeling light. I kind of feel like I want to sit down. I feel...
You feel dizzy. Dizzy.
Yes. Give me a high five.
Ooh, ouch. Pauline, that really hurt.
Really?
No, seriously, I think the bone in my hand, it's...
Broken? No, it's not. But okay, you broke the bone in your hand. Very good, Peter.
Yes, that was a key word, but Pauline, I think I need to go to the emergency room.
Peter, we already used that key word. Try a different one. Other than emergency room?
No, Pauline, I'm not playing a game. I think this is serious. I think I need to get, I need to go to a doctor for...
Oh, surgery?
Yes, surgery.
Okay, that was a fun game, although you did scare me a little bit.
All right, now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat and see what our friends are up to.
Hi, Ginger. How are you feeling today?
I feel fine.
Good. When you feel fine, I feel fine.
And I feel fine when I have bananas.
I'm glad you're not sick.
Me too. So why did you take me to the emergency room?
You were feeling dizzy. I wanted the doctor to check you.
Well, he said I need more sleep. And I need to take care of myself.
That's right. Sleep more and take care of yourself.
And eat more bananas.
The doctor didn't say that.
Well, I'm saying it. Bananas aren't good for me.
Hey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about our bodies. And here to answer our question is my guest, Dr. Raphael Heal. Hello, Dr. Raphael. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Now, Dr. Raphael, I have a question here from Leonardo Lin of Taichung, Taiwan. Leonardo writes, I often feel pain in my back. It doesn't go away very quickly. What is the word for that in English?
Great question, Leonardo. I'm sorry to hear about your pain. You should see a doctor about that.
That's true. You should.
Now, Leonardo, you asked, what is the word for back pain in English? Well, you can just call it back pain. That's easy. Another word for pain is ache.
Of course. An ache is something that hurts for a period of time.
Yes. When you want to tell someone where you feel pain, you can add the body part in front of the word ache.
Right. For example, Leonardo's back hurts, so he can say he has a backache.
That's right. Backache. You can also have a toothache. This means one of your teeth hurts. You can also have an earache or a headache.
Yes, and also a stomachache or a neckache.
The word ache is a very useful word to describe pain.
You're right. So, Leonardo, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for your help, Dr. Raphael. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, today and yesterday was very useful, and I think we learned some important things. When it's serious, go to the hospital. If it's not that serious, just go to the clinic. And when your friend is hurt, it's really important to see them in the hospital.
Good point. I think these are all good lessons to learn. Oh, and remember, take care of yourself. Rest well and don't overwork.
Very good. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.